Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor on a Wednesday. It is, I have Marty Garner with me. You are the executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about Marty Garner. So does that sound okay?
I guess so, yeah. Okay. I'm.
You're stuck now, aren't you?
I'm stuck, yes. I can't imagine what you want to know about Marty Garner.
Okay. Well, you know, let's just put it this way. I'm not from Fairfield, so I don't know anything about Marty Garner other than you used to work at the health department.
I did.
And that's about all I know about you. Okay?
Okay.
So, I guess I know one other thing. Your son sings.
Okay. Really? That's all you know about me? How long you lived here? I try to keep a low profile.
Apparently, apparently it's working.
Yeah, I was just saying a low profile.
So we're going to blow the lid off that right now. Mm-hmm. All right. This is Meet Your Neighbor with Marty Garner here on WFIW AM 1390.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check. We have to begin with the end in mind. It's called being a grown-up. Listen, people that make $30,000 a year, they're 21 years old, they don't go $10,000 in debt in one purchase. No, it's $50 things. It's death by a thousand cuts. And then you look up and go, oh my God, what have we done? You have to live on less than you make, and you have to have a plan, and you have to be intentional. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. This is Meet Your Neighbor with Marty Garner. And all right, let's start at the beginning. Who are your mom and dad?
My dad was Kenny Kinchlow.
Oh, okay.
And he was married. My mother's name was Wilma Hooper.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
they're both from Wayne County.
From Wayne County. Mm-hmm.
Barnhill-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're not from Fairfield proper. You're from the outskirts?
I'm not. I said they were.
They were. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I was born... Raised right here in Fairfield. My kids make fun of me in a sense that I think I've moved 7 times in my life and never changed zip codes. I have a daughter that's lived abroad and all over the U.S., and my son has lived in various places in the western part of the continent. And
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what was growing up like for young Marty Kinchlow?
It was a lot of fun, actually. I am number 4 of 5 children.
Okay.
I was raised on College Street, the corner of College and Fifth.
Oh, all right.
And my street is just like a short, you know, from the we're west of the high school, that College Street.
Right.
There are 3 blocks, technically. And I think there was a family of children in every block or in every house.
Okay.
So we lived on the corner, as I said, and I thought we just had an extra big yard. But actually, my parents owned 2 lots.
Okay.
And the one beside us was empty, and that's where everybody played. We had our very own sand lot.
Uh-huh.
Broke a lot of windows.
Oops.
I would assume my parents paid for it. I don't know. But always we had kids. Played outside.
All the
ran after
kids.
The bug sprayer. Got screamed
ran
at.
Ran after the bug sprayer?
Sure.
Is that
sure.
really a thing?
We would. I probably shouldn't tell all this, but both my parents are gone, so they can't come after me for anything
well,
I say.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know?
When they chatted the roads, we got in trouble for walking in the chat, in the oil. Let's see.
Did you used to pop the bubbles in the tar?
Actually, I didn't. Or if I did, I don't remember. We made mud pies.
Okay.
We sat under the street light, which, as I said, we were on the corner.
Right.
And we
so
told
you had
stories.
A street light.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Was fun. You know what one of my favorite memories is? The fact that Warren Cable, which I don't know that you would know him.
I know
Warren. You knew who I'm. Okay. And Warren and Ruby and their daughter Lisa. Lisa's a year older than I, and we were good friends. But Warren sang in a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
No air conditioning. Windows were open. The piano was at his house, and we would sit on our front porch and listen. We'd get our own little concert.
Cool.
Oh, it was. It was very cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. When you started grade school, did you start at Center Street? Or did you start at Northside?
Well, kindergarten
okay.
was at Center Street.
Okay.
Did not like it.
Mm-mm. Well.
No.
They expect you to be someplace at a certain time.
You know, I never
for a certain amount of time.
Well, I'd never been away from mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, a mother was a stay-at-home mom. Not that
right.
she liked it, but she was.
Okay.
And because we joke now, she was kind of ahead of her time. She would have rather been out in the public working and socializing than staying home mopping floors and baking bread.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I never left them. I never had a babysitter,
yeah.
and I remember it well. We lived close enough to the school, we walked.
Right.
My dad and mother and myself, and I cried. I cried, and I cried. And
you were that kid, huh?
I was that kid, and then I remember this vividly. My dad cried, and they had gone down that long sidewalk to walk away, and I'm screaming, "You didn't
uh-huh.
kiss me goodbye." And he came back, and I didn't let go. Literally had to tear me off of his...
Oh, keep your parents there.
Well, then I hid behind the door.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Talbert, God love her.
Okay.
It took her and two other students to pull me out from behind that door.
So was it okay after that?
Eventually.
Eventually.
You don't have a choice.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
You don't, have,
a choice.
And I made friends. And yeah, I guess it got better.
Got into the routine.
I still didn't love it.
Okay. So you didn't like any of your grade school experience?
No, just kindergarten.
Just
then
okay.
I got to ride the bus and go to Northside for first and second grade.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
that was awesome, and I loved it, and I had the best teachers. I had Mrs. Smizer
uh-huh.
1 year, and I didn't think I'd ever forget her name, and it just left me. Van Buskirk.
Oh, okay.
I had a Mrs. Van Buskirk. Wonderful experiences.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I have a friend still today mm-hmm. from first grade there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And
cool.
that's great.
All right, so you went first and second grade at Northside,
mm-hmm.
and then you went back to Center Street.
Was I did.
That a,
had Wanda
was that a traumatic experience for
Not
you?
Not at all. I'm close to home. No.
Okay.
That was a great experience because my grandmother, Kinchlow, lived mm-hmm. directly across the street from the high school,
mm-hmm.
which was midway between my house and the school. So I got home from school every night at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Because I would stop and visit Grandma.
Stop at Grandma's.
I pretty much lived at Grandma's
mm-hmm.
whenever I wasn't supposed to be home. Remember, I'm 4 of 5.
Right.
One television.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of noise.
So you weren't going to get to choose what was on television.
No. And I go to Grandma's. I got to be number one.
Right.
And I could have total control of that TV except at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
General Hospital came on. I think it was her one and only vice.
Okay.
Except, you know, I tell this, she was a staunch Christian woman,
uh-huh.
good Southern Baptist, and I loved her dearly. Her name was Mary Ellen, which happens to be my daughter's name.
Right.
Which because, and I knew, she died when I was in seventh grade.
Oh.
But, I mean, we were that close. That
right.
She was my number one.
Yeah.
But I remember going home one night and saying, "Daddy, I heard Grandma cuss today." And it was like, "She did what?" And I said, "Yes, she called this lady on General Hospital an old heifer." I don't know what a heifer was. And for those of you who are out there, I looked it up once, and it's a cow that's never had a calf.
Right.
Yeah. But yes. Oh, that was rough language
was
coming
rough
out of my
language
grandma's
from
mouth.
Your grandma. So your grandma always have treats for you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I remember when we moved here, we moved in with to help take care of my grandfather, and my grandmother would always make a Texas sheet cake.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like once a week, we had this Texas sheet cake. Well, coming home from school, it's Texas sheet cake day.
Mm-hmm. I remember that I had an aunt. One of her daughters was Edna Sanford. I don't know if you know that name, but
mm-hmm.
Edna's children are Wilma Amann and Evelyn Doty, and
right.
then Ruth Temple, who's in Texas. But I overheard she and Grandma having a conversation. Aunt Edna was an excellent baker and cook, and she would make these wonderful cheesecakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them, but she would put bits of pineapple in it that I didn't love. So
yeah.
I overheard the conversation of my grandma telling her not to put those in there, and then telling her she didn't make that for me. She made that for her. It's like, they stayed in.
Okay. All right. So then junior high at Center Street was okay, or how did that go?
It was okay. Nothing.
exceptional.
Teachers that stand out there, Chester Phillips, he was a wonderful man, still is a wonderful man.
Okay.
Oh, there's so many good ones, though. What was her first name? Mrs. You know, I'm thinking, because she was Mrs. Parker.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have first names.
Now, all the teachers did not have first names, and they were very old.
No, Mrs. Parker was beautiful.
Oh, really?
She wasn't old at all, in my opinion.
Okay.
No. Now, we had, but you're right. You don't think of them as being human. So at least I didn't.
Right.
And it tells my age, but, you know, we wore dresses. We didn't, slacks were not. I can remember wearing some in junior high, but not much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So no favorite classes. Were you in band?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I played a cornet. And when I got up to be first chair in cornet, Mr. Newcomb asked my parents if they would buy me a French horn because he needed a French horn player. And I wanted to play the French horn.
Oh, okay.
Not well. Not well at all. I'm no Janie McDowell.
Right.
But...
Okay. All right. Were you on any of, did you do any of the athletic events, or were there athletic events for girls then?
There were not. Yeah. I did them through church.
Okay.
Volleyball was always my favorite. Uh-huh. Volleyball. Very little basketball, but I also recall doing summer, would do baseball.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, I got my first job when I got out of eighth grade.
Really?
So I didn't have time for sports and stuff. I was working, making money.
Oh, okay. That was, making money was an opportunity, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. We are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Pick up here between junior high and high school with Marty Garner on the Community Connection, Meet Your Neighbor.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We're back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Marty Garner with the Greater Fairfield. She's now with the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce. And she has told us about grade school and junior high school. And then she left us off at eighth grade when she got a job. She got a job in just after eighth grade, right?
I did.
Okay, where did you work?
I babysat for Chuck Koja. Now, do you know that name?
Yeah, Chuck.
He was... He and Hirsch forever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, oh,
so you babysat Todd
and Greg.
Yes,
I did. They were a little bit of a challenge sometimes.
No.
But I've always said I like honoring little boys, and they filled the bill. Very sweet. Sandy was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know how life is so ironic sometimes? After I graduated high school, I went to work at what was Wayne County Bank, where Sandy was a teller. So
really?
Instead of working for her, I was working with her. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I think about, like coming full circle in life, that as a high school student, once I turned 16, I went out and got a job.
Right.
I worked at Index for Jim Cole. And as a junior, he and Chuck asked me if I would sell Fall Fun Fest tickets.
All right.
And I sat on a corner at a card it was Lexby Tickner. And I sat there on the corner, what's now the Hub, with my little card table, my little folding chair, and I sold Fall Fun Fest tickets. And look what I'm doing today. I'll be selling Fall Fun Fest tickets again.
You're in charge of the tickets. Goes around, comes around. So,
isn't that something?
I was in Chuck's house once. He had a lionfish. Did he have the fish at that point?
Oh, he had fish, yes. Okay. That humongous fish tank that he built.
Right.
Is that, we're talking about one and the same?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a fish, and I don't recall the name of it. I just know it was the ugliest thing I'd ever seen in my life. You know, so oftentimes they're beautiful, but this thing was not.
Okay. All right. All right. So high school, freshman, sophomore, what did you think of going to FCHS?
I loved it. I embraced it. And I told you my kindergarten story because by this time in my life, my goal was to become a school teacher.
Oh, really?
You know, with such a traumatic start, that's what I wanted to do. And I was sitting first hour English class with Larry Odom.
Right.
And he started telling us a Sandy story, which was his sister. Mm-hmm. And I knew the story was coming because of other classmates. I mentioned Lisa Cable, Lisa Felix.
Right.
You know, she had shared with me some of the stories that we would hear. And it hit me. I thought, do I really want to sit here in a classroom year after year telling the same stories over and over? And for the first time in my life, I was undecided. I thought, I don't know
really?
I never wanted to be anything but a school teacher, ever.
Right.
And then I was undecided.
Okay. Did you stay that way throughout high school, or did at the end of high school you go, okay, I know what I want to do?
When I first prepared to go off to school,
okay,
it was with a college to become an educator.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that didn't happen.
All right. So what was high school like for you?
The same as
nothing
spectacular.
Nothing spectacular.
No, I was
played
just
in the band.
I played in the band, some clubs.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier part of my high school career, once I got a job as mm-hmm. an older, that was a little more difficult to be in the extracurricular activities.
Right.
There weren't sports for girls.
Right.
But okay. I enjoyed it, the social life of it.
And, all right.
You know, you have your core little group of friends. And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? You had Larry Odom.
Which was a wonderful teacher. Don't let me mislead anyone.
Okay.
He was great.
And I assume you had Sue.
Loved her.
And you probably had Mr. Bishop for math, right?
I did.
Okay. What did you think of Mr. Bishop?
Mr. Bishop was just Mr. Bishop. And nothing, I didn't love math.
You didn't love math.
So it was not his fault he chose that. So, I just didn't care for math.
So did you have a favorite subject?
Did I have history?
History.
I love history.
Okay. Who taught history at that time?
Oh, goodness. Who did I have? I had Mr. Dillingham.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Mrs. Thacker.
Thacker.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was great. I really liked her.
Margaret Thacker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Loved her. I can't even remember her name, but anyway.
You know, it's been a day or two.
I've always loved history, and I think my thrill for history comes from, I mentioned my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
because she used to, I'd bring homework home and do it at her house.
Yeah.
And I remember in particular, I was doing a literature story about a Nickelodeon. So she tells me all about Nickelodeons.
Oh.
You know, because my history, I was studying, she lived.
Right.
And that was so awesome. And then my great-grandmother on my mom's side of the family,
right,
she was really not that much. There was not that much age difference between she and my grandmother, even though she was my great grandmother. And she used to tell me stories how they came from Missouri on the covered wagon.
Okay.
And so I've always had a love for history.
Okay. All right. So you're leaving FCHS to become an educator. Where did you go?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I got married.
You got married.
I met this.
You got a job.
I already had the job.
Right.
But I got married.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then
I remember it well. You want to hear a story?
Okay.
I got up and one morning I'm getting around and he says to me, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" And I said, "Well, I need to go register. I was going to go to Alney Central College."
Right.
I said, "I need to go register." And he says, "No, you're married now. You need to stay home, take care of me. I didn't go. Are you listening out there, young ladies? There are no regrets. I choose not to have regrets.
All right.
No, there's really not.
Okay. All right. And tell me about your children.
Well, my oldest, he's 39. Okay. I thought, do I tell their ages? But he's 39. He lives in Jonesboro, Tennessee, which is in the northeast corner.
Right.
Has a wonderful wife. He married a local girl from the Tennessee area.
Okay.
And that's, for those that don't know where Jonesboro is, it's just not too far from Bristol. A lot of people know the raceway and all
right.
that. Anyway, they have a four-year-old, Olivia, and then they have a new one that's 2 months old, and her name is Caroline.
Ah, okay.
Yes, she's the love of my life. And I need to leave Fairfield for a few days and go see her.
Okay.
I saw a picture of her on Facebook and thought, who's this? She's changing so much.
Okay.
I didn't recognize
and
her
that's
grandchild.
Josh.
And that's Joshua,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It sure is. And he's the one who sings for a living.
Right.
A Southern gospel group called the Dixie Melody Boys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift.
It's great that he is doing what he loves.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
And he does love it.
All right. What about your other children?
Then a year later, I had Trenton. Trent is married to Michelle. We mentioned from there at the Chamber.
Yeah.
And Fairfield Banking Company. Trent works in Cargill in Flora.
Okay.
And they have a daughter, Melissa, who is 19 and going to college to become a nurse.
Okay.
And she's, I always tell people she's my favorite, and I get boos. But she's my favorite because she's the one who gave me the title Grandma.
Oh, okay.
Which is the best job I've ever had in my life. When I interviewed for the chamber job,
right.
I ended my interview with saying, I already have a job. I'm a grandma, and it will come first. Because they've proven me wrong, because I wasn't there when Caroline
That's
was born.
A new thing.
Yeah, I have four grandchildren, and she's the only one I wasn't there when she was born.
Okay.
But anyway, and then Bryce.
And
they
Bryce.
Also have Bryce, who is, he's 16, and he's a Fairfield mule.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, and so when did you start working at the health department?
Mm,
what did you do there?
I started at the health department. Well, let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
Both of my parents died of congestive heart failure.
Okay.
And the irony of it is they both went to the hospital the same day within 12 hours of one another and never got to come home and died 16 days apart of congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little unusual. I mean, it's no record or anything, but that's unusual.
Right.
Well, the at this time... That was in 1999, and you know, at this time, the United States had sued the big tobacco companies, and there was the big settlement. And so health departments had this money from this settlement. Marty Heflin, knowing me and knowing, you know,
what had happened,
they had, ironically, I mentioned Misty Eckleberry earlier from Polished Perfection.
Right.
Okay, she was the tobacco educator at the health department.
Oh.
And had been, I guess, for 2 years. It was a full-time position, and it was being, the funding was cut to where she was going to be half part-time. She wasn't going to do that. She wanted, so she left and went on to other things.
Right.
But Marty, knowing my history, got a hold of me and said, would you please consider it? So I did.
Okay.
And that's how I got started there. My first day on the job was August the 19th, 2002.
Okay. All right. So you spent basically 16
years
at the health department.
I did.
And now you are with the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
Right. And
I quit the health department and took a year sabbatical, I guess we'll call it.
Okay.
And now I'm part-time at the Chamber.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we all know something we didn't know about you now.
Except I didn't mention my third child,
Mary Ellen.
Yeah, do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mary Ellen is in Los Angeles, just completed her master's degree in fine arts, and she is out there pursuing a career in theater.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah, so I have entertainers in my family.
All right. That is going to do it for today on this edition of Meet Your Neighbor.